Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour is also archived on the podcast section on the AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Evenings from 6 to 7. The first hour is aired on AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, 1360. The Tuesday, we had pagers exploding. Now there's 4,000 injuries. It went from 1,500 to about 2,800 to 3,000. Now we are being told it's about 4,000 people have been injured. I think more than 20 have been killed through the explosions. Then Wednesday, yesterday, there was, according to our news here in this country, probably another 200-300 people that were injured with the walkie-talkie devices. But out of Europe, the estimates are in the thousands injured yesterday. Then, at the same time, there have been batteries in vehicles that have been exploding. They showed photos of some of these little moped-like bikes. The batteries explode. In vehicles, the batteries have exploded, causing fires. Also, now, today, there's more news coming out that the solar panels have been also blowing up. Solar panels. I was watching a video yesterday, and you could hear this. It was like popcorn popping, pop, 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 pop. And the noise was coming from a high rise, and the solar panels on the roof were exploding. So, Israel is at war. Israel has disrupted the communication abilities of the Hezbollah terrorist group, the army. A big disruption. People are afraid now to carry not only the pagers, but any device, even cell phones. So there's been a great disruption of communication abilities from the leaders of Hezbollah and other leaders, probably Iran, and they are not able to send messages to the commanders. And there were many commanders, they didn't want to report that within the Hezbollah, within these network of these detonations of these pagers, there was a network of commanders that were also injured. So they've taken out not only just the terrorist soldiers, but commanders also on a fairly wide scale. Not all of them. So this war is escalating. Hezbollah now is threatening more retaliation, and they did begin lobbing more rockets and missiles into northern Israel yesterday. Israel has already stated that they will respond again, and they have other ways to respond that they are not disclosing. This war is going to continue. This war now, they're hoping for a ceasefire, negotiations. Yahya Sinwar has stated, no, He is not going to discuss releasing hostages. There's not going to be any discussion. That is off the table. Many of the hostages that are still being held are no longer living. They haven't been alive for probably quite a while. There are maybe 50% of those that they assume, well, 50% of the present hostages they assume are still living. 50%, hopefully, maybe more. Yahya Sinwar made it clear they're not going to negotiate. He's not going to negotiate at all. Even if Israel has stated that they would be willing to assure that he would not be assassinated, even in spite of that, Israel won't have to assassinate him. Should he decide to maybe halt the terrorist objectives against the Jewish people and the nation of Israel, his own people will probably assassinate him. There are many people that have spoken out. They're tired of Sinwar. His family is safe. They're doing well. They're living in luxury, well, to some degree, while the rest of the Arab people in the Gaza Strip are suffering. They're not going hungry. You don't see any emaciated children or individuals. They are eating. They are healthy. They are wearing the latest clothes. You don't see them in rags. They're wearing, it appears to be expensive, you know, footwear. And so they're not suffering in spite of what the Hamas News Network affiliates are stating. Yahya Sinwar is still being hunted down, and eventually they're going to find him. And I don't believe his days on this earth are, I think they're numbered. Now, the war is going to expand. It's going to expand more to the east, maybe Syria and present-day Jordan. It will expand. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
There's been talk that there's going to be a declared war, Hezbollah against Israel. No, they don't need to declare war. It's already war. And there's no declaration of war. Hamas, Hezbollah, they are Iran, terrorist groups in the region, are stating that they are going to intensify their attacks on Israel. Well, the Houthis, the Hezbollah, they're not going to be able to intensify their attack. Presently, they have no communication. Their communication abilities have been, decimated, destroyed. The only thing they can do is continue to lob missiles and rockets over the border. Right now, there is panic with the terrorist groups. There's panic with more of the in the Gaza, Hezbollah. There is panic because after the attack on Tuesday, after these pagers exploding, now in Gaza, everyone is questioning whether their pagers or walkie-talkies, cell phones, are also going to be targeted to explode. In one video, I saw that some of the pagers have two little AAA batteries in them. And with the AAAs, they are suspecting that when they put the batteries back in, one of the batteries did have explosive in the battery. So one of the two did have an explosive material. The others had lithium batteries. And there are those that are saying that the lithium, you don't really need to put a charge additionally into that battery or inside of the device, but rather they have the way to detonate that lithium battery. There are conflicting views, but one thing is for sure, that these batteries do get hot, and they are dangerous. The Houthis in Yemen, this is a completely different war taking place there. The Houthis have basically, they have paralyzed traffic through the Suez Canal. They have been targeting tankers, oil tankers, and military vessels. And this is going back in history, I don't think anybody has ever been able to go into Yemen and win any kind of victory against the people that live there. They have, people move into that area and they don't come out. And the Houthis, the people that live in that area, it's just another day. Now, with this war, it is a war already. There's not going to be a war. No, it's already a war. It's going to expand. It's going to expand one more time into Syria and to the east in present-day Jordan. This is giving Russia time. Russia right now does not have the... they're not in a position where they can bring their troops down to the Middle East to help Iran. Russia, just this week, they have increased their military. I don't remember exactly, 1 million-plus soldiers now are ready to move into Ukraine. Russia has manufacturing weapons at a, I think, unprecedented rate. Also, North Korea is going to assist them with weapons. China. Russia is just preparing basically its whole society for all-out war. And I don't know if Vladimir Putin is considering moving, let's say, 60 to 70% of military personnel down to the Middle East. I don't know if he's considered that, and leaving maybe 25%, which would be more than enough to continue to destroy the NATO forces, the American-backed intelligence operatives and military, the hardware that the United States is giving the technology that we are giving the French, the Germans, the other nations that are fighting using our equipment. Russia's not going to be threatened still. In fact, right now, many of the European nations are basically saying we don't want to aggravate Russia. We don't want to push this any further. We want, at this point, we need to cease provoking more Russian, provoking the Russians. They need to cease. They don't want it anymore. The United States is pushing for it. The NATO nations are begging, really. They want a halt. They want to negotiate. They don't want to escalate this conflict with Russia. They're the ones that are going to pay the price. The United States isn't. And you're not going to get this administration or the Department of Defense to listen. They're not going to listen to what the European NATO nations want or what they're saying. They're not going to listen. The war is going to continue, but Russia is being forced now to begin to look to the Middle East. And as Israel continues the campaign against the enemies, as Israel continues to become more and more successful and gain more power and more momentum, Iran, Russia, Turkey, they're going to have to consider that to help out these Arab nations, or present-day Jordan, especially in Syria, they're going to have to not just diplomatically complain to the UN about Israel's what they term occupation. No, it's not an occupation, it's a war. And no matter what they do at the UN, the UN's not going to do anything about it. Eventually, these three nations are going to have to come south. They're going to have to join the conflict. Israel is going to continue to gain more momentum. Israel is getting stronger. Israel is learning how to fight. any kind of whatever these terrorists have planned, whatever they have set in place, Israel is adapting. They've had to adapt in the Gaza to fight underground warfare in tunnels. They've had to fight warfare where the terrorists hide amongst the civilians, where they hide in schools, in UN buildings, UNRWA buildings, buildings from these foundations that are sending support to the Arab people in Gaza. Israel has had to adapt. Then with Israel, with Hezbollah firing day after day rockets coming in into northern Israel, Israel had to adapt. And they did adapt 2 days ago. They had been adapting months before. They knew of these shipments of pagers. They knew that the soldiers didn't want to use cell phones because the cell phones are easily tracked, and they're able to pick up communications. Israel was already adapting, and Israel adapted by a brilliant plan to, they knew, you stop using the cell phones, they're going to start using old tech pagers. Well, they found out where the shipping line, where they're coming from, where they're going to be worked on. Came from, I think, Taiwan, ended up in, Hungary? I forget where. And that's where Israel was able to somehow they were able to either put some type of explosive in these devices or program them. That's still really to a great degree unknown. But Israel has been adapting, and they're already adapting to whatever it is Hezbollah, the terrorists in Syria, are planning to do. They're adapting already to what the terrorists in Jordan will do. The whole eastern border of Israel is flanked by Jordan. And then Israel has had to adapt with the West Bank. I don't think these terrorists in the West Bank, I don't think they're carrying cell phones or pagers or walkie-talkies. They're using mirrors. They're using smoke signals. I don't think that these devices near especially the ones that were targeted, were the terrorists, not the women, not the children. If there were people in the vicinity of the explosions within 3 foot, either way, in that, 3 foot in every direction, generally the individual that had the device was the one injured. The rest, they were startled. There was one woman that was 3 foot away. The device blew up in a man's pocket, and it didn't destroy anything other than, it injured that individual. So generally, the blast area is about four or 5 foot around the person. In the West Bank, they're not using those communication devices. They've gone back to Roman times. Israel is adapting, will continue to adapt, will continue to get the victories. And this is forcing Turkey, Iran, Russia, and other nations to come and help their fellow terrorists. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcasts. will be on 1360KHNC.com for both hours.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Israel is no longer on the defensive. Israel is on the offensive. Israel isn't going to wait for the terrorists in Syria and in Jordan to attack. Israel is already preparing for that coming conflict. And these nations are, they are aware that they cannot, they have no chance in any conflict with Israel. There may be casualties, minor casualties, compared to the casualties that will be experienced with the terrorist groups. There will be minor casualties to the nation of Israel. The United States will continue to send weapons and intel and technology and finances to Israel. Israel is fighting a war that the United States right now would not be allowed to fight. The American people would not allow it. So the United States is allowing Israel to fight the war that we would like to fight against the terrorists. We are allowing Israel and will allow Israel to fight the war in Syria. We have bases in Syria. America has bases in Syria, but we have a base in Iraq, there in Baghdad. But we are allowing the terrorist groups. The United States really doesn't want any type of negotiations or talks. We really don't want it. It's all just theater. We want conflict to continue because we supply Israel. Israel supplies the men. Israel takes out the enemies. The more enemies Israel takes out, the less problem for the United States. Israel is, like Benjamin Netanyahu, is determined to make Israel a safe place for the Jewish people. There are going to be more Jewish people moving to the Middle East before long because of worldwide anti-Semitism. Hamas is going to be removed completely out of Gaza. The concept and the religion, the philosophy of murder and hatred, that is in the heart. It's a plague of the heart. You can't remove that. So what you have to do is you have to deal with the individual, remove them. Those that are a threat to Israel are going to be moved out of the Gaza Strip, including women that are radical. They will be also removed. The women are probably going to go, many, to Egypt. The men will be assimilated, they're still alive, probably to other terrorist groups in the region for further wars. Those women in the northern part of the Gaza probably will assimilate into Lebanon. I think Israel will allow them to leave out of the Gaza because Israel is going to move in to the Gaza Strip. That is Israel's territory. They will occupy and rebuild in the years to come. In the West Bank, most of the men are going to end up moving east into present-day Jordan. You can't take the hatred out of their heart. You can't take the violence out of their heart. So they're going to continue to be a threat, but Israel is going to make the West Bank a safe area for the Jewish people. And the Jewish people are going to begin to continue to build in that area. People aren't going to like it, but Netanyahu and the Israeli government, they don't care. Netanyahu has already stated that in the region, he is going to do whatever is needed to make decisions to neutralize the enemies in the region. Lebanon, Hezbollah, Syria, the other terrorist groups, I can't think of their names, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, whatever the names may be. Then in Jordan, the terrorists there also. Israel is going to make that region a secure region. It will be a secure region for Israel. There are not going to be any more missile and mortar attacks, shooting missiles and lobbing rockets into Israel. That's going to come to an end. Netanyahu is the one that's going to do that. And Israel, like I've stated before, according to the prophecy in Psalm 83 and other prophecies, which I don't have the time to bring up all the verses, but present-day Jordan or Transjordan is as the English initially called Jordan, Transjordan, which was Israel's, and then the English decided, no, we're going to keep that area, give it to the Arab people. It should have been Israel's. Well, it will be Israel's very shortly. Transjordan slash Jordan will be Israel's property. Israel will, I don't think there's going to need to be much security in Jordan. Israel is going to begin, is just going to expand and have a greater landmass to protect itself from enemies at a distance. Saudi Arabia, they're trying to, they want to remain neutral. They want to stay out of the conflict. But at some point, Saudi Arabia is the big brother to the Arab people, to the Arab nations, has been the, you might say, the older, stronger brother. And eventually, the glory of what is called termed Qatar, or the glory of what Saudi Arabia is going to diminish, and Saudi Arabia is not going to be the big power to the Arab people any longer. It's a bigger land, but it's a powerful nation, a very influential due to the oil, the wealth. It's the family of Ishmael. And God said in Genesis that Ishmael would be great, and Ishmael is great. The children of Ishmael, Saudi Arabia. I'll return in a few minutes giving you a little history from the Bible and what's going to happen. We might talk about this Ryan Routh, CIA operative, in a few minutes.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
America,
And, okay, America, don't you care about your sons and daughters? No. Be the America that we understand, that we know, that we love, is not no longer America. It is now a corporate, a nation that is run by corporations. It is a nation that the government appears to be the brain or the heart of the nation. No, it isn't. It's corporations. Now, this Ryan Routh, back in 1991, he was a hero. He was an outstanding citizen. Eventually, they call him a super citizen. The law enforcement, he got an Oscar. And this individual who used to be someone that was being given honors, 30-plus years later now, he is the individual who would attempt the assassination of Donald Trump on the golf course. And he became a public figure back in those days, back in the 90s. He was awarded a law enforcement Oscar. They called him Citizen of the Year. This was in Greensboro. He was an individual that called the community together to build a skate park. And but then eventually he morphs into a murderer. Now, Routh, was it Monday, speaking of Routh, when he was taken into custody, he had this real arrogant, snide look on his face, like, I know something you don't. Well, eventually I'll tell you that he was involved with the CIA. I do believe that he, at some point in his life, I do believe that he was traumatized. I don't know whether through government programs. I'm assuming it has to be. He's not an ignorant individual. He is very intelligent, very narcissistic. He's very proud. This is a sign of people who are heavily narcissistic. Generally, there's some type of trauma in their early childhood, something that triggers a psychological condition of supremacy. And he has this type of disposition. One thing about narcissists: a narcissist has no friends. They hang out together. They befriend other narcissists. But in the end, they flush each other down the toilet. They flush each other right down into the sewer, because their love for themselves is all they care about. This is the trait of narcissists. You can be friends with a narcissist. I had a friend who was very narcissistic, and I was his good friend, one of his only friends. But he kept me around because he couldn't find other people that he could get along with, because they didn't like him. He was too arrogant. He was too proud. He was just... But I liked him. But I wasn't fooled by him either. People that are narcissistic, they're around you. You're bumping elbows with them. They are very outgoing, pleasant to be with, very intelligent sometimes, not necessarily. They're very manipulative. They're very controlling. They're very, they want, they are the loudest child on the playground. You listen to those that scream the loudest. Those are the narcissists. They want to be the ones that are heard. They want to be the ones in the spotlight. The individual that is everybody knows about. And this individual, back in the 90s, he wanted everybody to know how great he was. And now, he wants everybody to remember his name because he's known as the individual that tried to assassinate Donald Trump. Another assassination attempt. Narcissism is a... Donald Trump is not a narcissist. He doesn't have the... He doesn't have the selfish traits of a narcissist. So we have to keep the two psychological profiles separate to understand that he's brilliant, Trump. He's brilliant. Yes, he's full. He is very, very confident. Doesn't necessarily mean he's a narcissist, but he's confident. He knows what he's doing. And we mistake that into believing that he is a narcissist. I don't believe that's the truth with Trump. Barack Obama, that's a different story. There, Barack Obama, he is, I've never seen anybody as narcissistic as Barack Obama. Never. Doesn't matter who it is. He is just way beyond anything I've ever seen. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast, both hours, 1360KHNC.com, nightly 6 to 7, or evening 6 to 7, on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. In high school, I had some friends that were had narcissistic tendencies and eventually would go into, like, the CIA, and others would go into... government agencies where they could have power. So narcissism, even narcissists, their family members are unimportant to them. They don't care about family. They don't care about brothers, sisters, mother, father. Henry Kissinger, to a great degree, was that kind of an individual. Many of his family's aunts and uncles all died in the Holocaust. And it didn't faze Henry at all. Bill Gates, the death of billions of people don't faze him one bit. The same with Obama. The same with the individual that's up for election against Donald Trump, running against Donald Trump. These narcissists, they're extremely, appear to be the stable, and they're anything but stable. And Ralph was one of these individuals. He appeared to be somebody that was honored in the community, but he has a standoff with police. There was an encounter for hours, a hostage standoff. And then eventually, what happens? He is released, basically, on a lenient sentence, and he gets away with it. And another thing, too, is his attitude, when he was taken into custody. This was out of Fox News. Trump assassination plot exposes Ruth's bomb bust, barricade, and illegal gun professional demise. When he's taken into custody, he sits with this grin on his face. Extremely arrogant and laughing. I'm going to have to get more into this when we come back. But eventually we get into the fact that he had worked with crooks. He knew crooks, Matthew Crooks. And these people, Thomas Crooks, I thought it was Matthew Crooks. Okay, I don't know if there's an error, if it's my mind. But anyhow... Eventually, I guess it might have been Thomas Matthew Crooks. Either way, he knew the guy. I'll be back. Present Truth, second hour coming up. Rick Rodriguez.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food